The smell of rubbish fills Hillbrow. It's a poor neighborhood in Johannesburg. Many people in Africa's wealthiest city don't have electricity, running water or sanitation. For Tulani, fetching water is a daily task.
We are living in a very terrible situation and we are appealing whoever might help that we need maybe toilets. Obviously water is life. Yeah, we need water.
Lengthy electricity outages and no running water have become more frequent as power stations and water pipes haven't been maintained. Under South Africa's constitution, everyone has the right to basic services. Civil society groups have taken the municipality to court, but with little success.
The city doesn't show any sympathy when it comes to a poor person. They make sure that they treat you in a bad way. That will make you feel that, yeah, I'm not welcome in this particular office.
Tulani's building isn't the only one with problems. The stench of sewage and clogged toilets has made other buildings unsafe for residents.
My country is falling apart. My city is falling apart. And I said, I will not sit back. And the people of Johannesburg have voted for my political party to come. They have given us a chance, and I must prove myself to them, and my party must prove itself that indeed we are about service and servant leadership.
After struggling with failed infrastructure for years, people here say they feel hopeless, but have nowhere else to go. And 29 years after they voted for a democratic government, they have yet to enjoy the rights they were promised. Lina Abu Akleh, Al Jazeera.